Experience. Portions of this program may be pre-recorded. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Thank you for joining Truth in Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth in Love Jax or visit us on the web at truthinlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth in Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth in Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress.
I don't necessarily need a person. God will give me a person. Thank God for my spouse. Thank God for my children. Thank God, even let me talk about me for a moment. Thank God for my wife. I can talk to my wife. Me and my wife are friends. We can talk. We can converse with one another. Thank God for my children. I get something from my children, man, it just kind of affirms me that I'm their father, that I can protect them, that I can provide for them. God put that in me because I'm a man. God put that in me. Thank God for you all, because I get some relationships from you all. We laugh and we joke and we talk. We cry together. We laugh together. Oh, but at the end of the day, when my wife not there, when my child not there, when you are gone and you went up the street to another church, can I tell you that I got a contact person. I got a relationship with God. Then when the go-to person don't got nobody to go to, I can go to the Lord. Yes, sir. I can go to him. That's why you need a relationship with God. That's why we pray. That's why we study. That's why we get into the word of God. Because when I don't got nowhere else to turn, I can turn to him. Yeah. But so many go-to people don't have anybody to go to. So let me help you. I'm being very practical. Are y'all still laying on the couch? Actually, I lay on the couch. Are y'all still on the couch? I'm trying. They're going to lay on the couch there. I'm trying to speak holistic living to you. And here, so there are some times that where we're connected to and we're in a toxic relationship. Then there's some times that we're toxic ourselves. So what do I do to detach in a healthy way? Somebody say, what do I do? What do I do? Number one, first and foremost, real practical, accept reality. Y'all want something so deep, but this is so practical, it's going to help you. Sometimes you just got to get to the point the way you say, it is. Help me preach it here. It is. What? Can I let you in my heart for a second? I really, really wish I was a little taller. I really wish. I wish I was a little taller. I really wish I was. But it got to a point in my life after I got in my 20s and in my 30s. I looked around. It ain't gonna happen. Come on here, somebody. But, you know, I really got the realization when I was at my oldest daughter's school. She was going to James Weldon Johnson, and we was there for something. And I was coming. I went to a class. She was getting into a lot of trouble, and I did a drive-by at a school. Come on here. Y'all parents don't do that no more. I did a drive-by at a school. And so I'm at the school. I went in and checked in, all that stuff, went to the classroom. And I'm coming back from her classroom, and one of the guys, one of the security guards said, hey, young man, where you supposed to be? He said, where you supposed to be? I said, I'm a grown man talking about where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be on somebody's job. That's where I'm supposed to be. Get the class. I just got in my car and just said, I got the realization, your boy not getting no taller. It is. Come on here, somebody. So my point is that now I'm being practical, and I'm saying this for me, but here, what is in your life that you wish things were different? What in your life you wish things were better? What about your physical appearance you wish you can change? What about when it's not making no sense the way you got to keep on crying over the same thing year after year after year? You got to accept reality. And here, this is what a believer does. A believer say, until God changes it, I'm going to be all right with it. If he never changes it, I'm going to say, hallelujah. If he changes it, I'm going to say hallelujah. You got to learn to accept reality. You keep trying to chase a thing and do a thing when that's not what God has for us. That's not what. Why be offended about what God isn't doing when it was never his will? keep going. I mean, just practical, real practical. Stop being hard on yourself. Give yourself some credit. Give God the glory. But give yourself some credit. Your children acting the fool. After you untrained them up, gave them the word, prayed for them. You can't blame yourself over what another grown person is doing. Come on here. If your husband leave you, your wife leave you, you can't be blaming. Well, I should have did this. I should have did that. I should have. No, you cannot believe yourself and give yourself a death sentence because of what another grown person want to do. You did the best you could with what you have. Oh, my friend, I can't stand when people become adults and they begin to blame their parents. They blame their parents about what's going on. My mama didn't do this. My daddy didn't do that. They did the best they could with what they had. They fed me. They provided for me. They protected me. Come on, sure, they could have talked about this. Sure, they could have did that. But they did the best that they could. And that's what you got to give yourself some comfort and some solace. I did the best that I could with what God gave me. Stop beating yourself up over that. Let me keep going. I got to get to Abraham. I'm trying to help you. Are y'all still on my couch? Right. Let me see. You got to force some balance. Force balance. Do y'all know what I mean by that? Life is imbalance. Life and so many things are bidding for your time and your attention. You got to force it and say, no, this is what we're going to do. This is who I'm going to be. You got to force balance. I got to hurry. It's simple. Here's a word for somebody. We can raise our right hand right after this. I promise. Raise our right hand and go home. Look at this next one. Some of us just got to simply let go. Some of us just got to let go. God, this pain. I got this pain. I got this pain. God said, let it go, son. Let it go, daughter. Okay, God. But God, they really hurt me. But God, I'm so lonely. But God, I'm so broke. Let it go, baby. Let it go, God. I'm here. I'm your Lord, your God. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to be with you. Okay. But God. Y'all not going to talk to me. God be trying to tell us to let it go. But we keep picking it up. We keep rehearsing it. We keep going back over and over again. Come on, y'all, to just say, let it go. You got to let that stuff go. Let him go. Let her go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on, Elsa. She knew what she was saying, that prophetess Elsa. Let it go. Let it go. It's probably she spoke that thing. I got to go. Let me go. Let me go. You saying, Pastor, let us go. Pastor, let us go. Yeah, that wasn't that funny. That was not that funny. Y'all really got a real chuckle out of that. All right. I'm going to cut the air on y'all. Y'all going to be freezing. Y'all are going to be so frozen that y'all not going to be able to go nowhere. See how I did that, Elsa? Frozen. Oh. You ain't the only one. Put me on the next album, girl. I keep telling you. Look, I ain't got time to play. Look, let me help you. React less. Just because you sin for me does not mean I have to come. If you will stop reacting to every single thing, what you saying now? Say it in my face. Put her on the phone. Call her right now. I bet she won't say that to me. You go marching in. What's up now? React less. I got to keep going. Y'all got that already. Y'all got that already. Let me keep going. Here's the last thing. Probably one of the most important. Practice self-care. How can you help everybody else when your body is falling apart, your mental capacity is falling apart, who you are, you don't even know who you are? How can you help? God told Abraham, he's drawing him and calling him to detach. Detach, Abraham. Get out of the country that's making you toxic. Get from with your kindred that's making you toxic. Come out from them, Abraham. I'm calling you to separate because it's something that I want to do in your life. But look at again, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, the King James Version says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm so glad I'm in the drawer. Because the book says he had said. Had is what? past tense. So this lets me know that God had already previously told Abraham to get out. God had previously told Abraham to go to the land of Canaan, but he hadn't got there yet. I wonder what has caused Abram not to go where God has called him to go. It's something very, very strategic, and it's on the screen. It is a deceptive delay. There are some of us, we're in delay mode. But we justify our delay mode based off of who's delaying us. We justify our delay mode based on the relationship that I have with the person that has me in delay mode. But God knew exactly what he was saying and exactly who he was saying it to, because he told him, get out of your country, get from around your kinfolk. And he said, come out of your father's house. Abraham's father, in Genesis chapter 11, verse 27, the Bible says that God came to him, and Abram rather, and it talked about his father, giving him the generations of his father. Here, I'm not going to read all of this. Read it when we get a chance. Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 through the end of the chapter. Read this, because this is really the story of Abram and what took place. And the Bible says, I'm going to skip all the way to verse 29. The Bible says, and Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, and the daughter of Haran, the father Milcah, and all that, yada, yada, yada. Verse number, I want to go to verse number 31 is what I want. It says, Terah took Abram, his son. Terah took Abram, his son. And the Bible says, they came out of Ur of the Chaldeans, and they were heading to the land of Canaan. But the Bible says, when they came to Haran, what the Bible says? God came to Abraham, told him to get out of the Ur of the Chaldees and go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, the Bible says they stayed there. They settled right there. Acts fills in the blank. Acts fills the blank in. It tells us in Acts 7, reading, we get a chance. Acts chapter 7. I don't got time to read all those verses. The Bible says in Acts chapter 7, Stephen is giving an account of the life of Abraham. And God said, Stephen tells us that God came to Abraham before they ever went to Haran. God came to Abraham. Let me show you what happened. Give me my map. I gave you a little map there. And I want you to see what God is saying. It's so strategic. You're going to get it right here. This is where Abraham is, right here in Ur. Somebody say Ur. God tells Abraham to go from Ur to Canaan. You see it? He says from Ur to where? But what Abraham did, what his father really did, the Bible says in verse number 31, I believe it is, the Bible says that his father took him. God told Abraham, don't miss this, God told Abraham to go from there to there. But the father took Abraham from here all the way up there. And the Bible says when they went there, they settled there. This is a deceptive delay. Because it's his father. You would think that father knows best. You would think, because this is my father and he's telling me what I am to do and telling me where I am to go. But this is not the design that God has for Abram. God told Abram, he said, Abram, I want you to leave from Ur and I want you to go to the land of Canaan. But they went to that place called Haran. You don't believe this is a deceptive delay? Look what Abraham's father, look at his name. His name means you may breathe. It's very deceptive, because some of us are in a place to where we've gotten stagnated. And because we're not where we're supposed to be, and it seems too far to go to where God calls us to be, we just take a breath and we settle in. Look what else his name means. This brother name means delay. There are some deceptive delays in our lives. That what God told Abraham, I didn't say take your father. I didn't say let your father take you. I didn't say take Lot. I didn't say take this and take. He said, I told you to go home, my friend. I don't know who I'm talking to in here, but there are some of us that are going the wrong way. There are some of us that are going out the way that God has told us to go, and we've gotten there and we're settled in. There are somebody listening to me right now, under the sound of my voice, and even watching online. Somebody is settled in. You've taken up residence in a place that God told you not to to be. You become established in a place that God told you not to be. You're sitting down and dwelling and remaining in a place. I'm not just talking about a physical location. I'm talking about a mindset. I'm talking about a system. I'm talking about a structure. I'm talking about some things that's going on in your world. And God told you, I want you to experience better. I want you to experience greater. I want to do some things in you and through you, but you can't get to it because you're settling. Oh my God, I come. That's part of my call, is to comfort the afflicted and the afflict the comfortable. God has told me to comfort the afflicted. There are people that are afflicted. I'm going to bring you comfort. I'm going to bring you peace. Oh, but there are some people that are comfortable. Oh, my friend, that where you're comfortable, God said to afflict them, to spur you up, to encourage you. Oh my God, to push you to do what God has called you to. Stop. Look at somebody say, stop settling. Stop settling for less. Stop settling for where you are. God told you to go to Canaan. Go get the promise. That was some good stuff right there. And y'all looking at me like, okay. That's the best I got. If that ain't razz your berry won't get razzed today. Come on here, somebody. That was some good stuff right there. Slave over hot Bible. Y'all looking at me like that. Look, what was so bad about Abraham's father? Joshua tells us in Joshua 24:2, he says, and Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates. Terah. Who's Terah? That's Abraham's father. The father of Abraham. And Nahor, look at this, they served other gods. God is trying to get Abraham out of the idolatry, and he takes the idolatry with him. Worse than that, he let the idolatry take him where he wanted to go. Some people say that his brother Terah was so embedded in idolatry that the extra biblical revelation tells us that he was actually one that made the idols. Come on here, somebody. And God knew. What am I trying to tell you? God knows the people that you associated with. God knows the people in your family. God knows the people that are holding you down and holding you hostage. And God sent me to give you a two-word simple phrase that can change your destiny and change your life. If you would take heed to it, get out. Yes, sir. That's what God is saying. Get out. You can't compromise it. Get out. You can't think things gonna get better. Get out. You can't gradually think things gonna change. You got to get out. Oh, my friend, I'm trying to tell you, God is calling you to get. Let me hurry. Second Corinthians. Look what Paul says about getting out. He says, 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among them and separate from them. God says, come out. I'm talking to somebody there. I know I am. That where people got you in a place, the way you're embedded in this cesspool of the things that God does not want you to be associated with. God sent me to tell you to come out from among. Look what he says in verse 18. He says, and I will be a father to you. I love God so because he never tells me to give up a thing and don't replace the thing with something better. He said, leave your father's house. And then he said, you know what? You walked away from your father. He said, I'll be your father to you. Come on here. What am I trying to tell you? Whatever you may be missing, whatever you feel like you're lacking, whatever it is you feel like you don't have, God said, when you move in faith, God said, I'll give you what you need. He said, if you give it up to me, if it means that much to you and you give it to me, God said, I'll step in. How are you preaching, son? I'm going to give you all. Let me let y'all out of here. I see a draw to detach. I see a deceptive delay. Here it is. This is gonna help you. How do you get out? God is demanding you to walk by faith. I see a demand to walk. Verse 1. He said, now the Lord said to Abram. I'm just in verse 1, y'all. Are y'all okay? I'm just in verse 1. He said, the Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your kindred, your father's house. Here it is. This is good, y'all. This is a man to walk by faith. Look, to the land that I will show you. Oh, God, hold up. Wait a minute, God. Hold up. Wait a minute. God, you mean to tell me I got to leave all my security? I got to leave all of my safety? I got to know, I got to leave Cheers where everybody knows my name. I got to leave Cheers. I got to leave everything and everybody. And God, you not even giving me a guarantee what you're going to give me. You're not even going to give me a glimmer of what it's going to look like. You're not even going to give me a glimmer on what is going to materialize. God said, I'll show you when you get there. Well, you preaching here. Oh, God said there is going to be, there's a demand to walk by faith. Either God said it or he didn't say it. Either God is going to materialize and manifest his word or he's not. God said, I'm not going to give you a sign before you go. God said, when you go, then I'll give you a sign. Oh, come on here, somebody. There's some folk you got to let go. There's some things you got to let go. There's some mindsets you got to let go. There's some people you got to disengage and detach yourself from. And you want God to show you. You want God to give you an anointing. You want God to give you a word before you go. He's giving you a word right now. He said, I'll show you when you get there. Oh, I almost preached, are we there yet? I said, I almost preached, are we there yet? Come on, anybody ever been riding the car with your baby? And they, mama, I'll be there yet. Daddy, I'll be there yet. And that's what the Holy Spirit came to tell you today. Are you there yet? Have you walked away yet? Have you left yet? Are you still in the valley of the sin? God say, go. You got to... Boy, I'm preaching myself happy. Look what Abe said. Look, sit down for a second. Three more seconds. We almost there. Look what it says in verse 2. I got to give it to you. Verse 2 says, look what God says. And I will make you a great nation. Y'all missed it. God said, leave your nation. And when you leave, when you get out, I'll make you a great nation. That thing that you holding on to, so God said, you don't need that. I already put in you what you're looking for. Man, I'm preaching good in here. We looking for people to justify us. We looking for people to affirm us. We need some. We know God said, let all that mess go. And God said, when you let that stuff go, oh, he said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, that's able to do abundantly, above all I can ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. I'm not even trying to preach right now, but I feel something pushing me. I come to talk to somebody today. You're trying to hold on to that ungodly relationship. You're trying to hold on to that job. You're trying to hold on to them messy friends. You're trying to hold on to them petty friends. But God sent me to tell you, he said, what you need, I've already given it to you. What you need is already on the inside of you. You ought to give God some praise right there. Sit down for a second. I don't got my trumpet, y'all. I don't got my trumpet. I don't got, that mean I don't got my strong voice today. I don't got my strong voice. So I'm just got, I got to walk this thing got a little bit. I raised here. Hallelujah. That's just right. But God said, look, verse 3 says, God said, I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you. He says, and him who dishonors you, God said, I will curse. Can I tell you how some of our Bibles read? I will bless those who bless you. And him that dishonors you, you cuss him out. That's how some of our Bibles read. It does. Oh, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Oh, you know, if some you, it fooled me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Y'all don't got, where's that at? Come on, I'm trying to figure out what book. That's Pettyology 3:16. Come on here, somebody. No, my friend, it's not about what somebody else is doing to you. No, God say, I'll take care of them. Stop worrying and chasing behind people and chasing, trying to get somebody straight and getting some. God said, I'll take care of your enemy. Verse 4, God says, so Abram did what? Verse 4 says, so Abram what? Abram did what? God demanded him to walk by faith. If God promised you something when you go, He says, I'll do it. And as the Lord had told him, and he said, he said, and Lot with him. That's a whole nother message. And what he's supposed to been doing there. He just said, nah, Lot, go on, Lot, go on, Lot. Come on here. But verse 5 says, Abram took his wife Sarah, and he took Lot. Skip. Verse number 6 says, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oath of Moriah. And at the time the Canaanites were in the land, look what happens. Now God tells Abraham, don't miss this, is the best part. Don't miss this. God tells Abraham to get out. Leave your country. Leave your kindred. Leave your father's house. Abraham gets out and walks by faith. And verse 7 shows us a decision to sacrifice. Look at verse 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham. The Lord appeared to Abraham. He says to your And he said this to your offspring, I'll give you the land. Look at Abraham's response. So he built there an altar. He built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. An altar is just simply a place to meet God. Abraham.